This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT brake.
That is right. 2:36 here on the ticket. One final time of Landrum and Detamore filling in for those sweet spot boys. We got to get right into it because we have five candidates after our producer, Dylan Reed, won the actual e-brake this morning. Now we have to decide the rest. Oh, you know what? This show was well represented.
Yes, it was because I was a finalist today.
Teddy was also a nominee.
It's an IED.
So we have five candidates for consideration.
Thank you. Thank you.
And since Jay recently has been obsessed in the last segment with playing the applause drop, let's go to another board op. As the Musers always have Dave Raymond on every Wednesday. No different with the Musers out of town. He's on the Morning Boys.
Yep, Dave very willing to still make his appearance.
Creighton Branch,
appreciate
the normal overnight board op, filling in for Tyler. And he had an accidental drop during the Dave Raymond interview.
Are you going to find somebody better than Garcia? Probably not on the trade market. Somebody better than Josh Jung? No, I don't think so. You might be able to find somebody out there who'd be a good right-handed bat for you. You know, but in really kind of that extra role, well, yeah, I think Robbie Grossman, even though he's a switch hitter, handles that really well. So, thanks for the applause.
We all just
it was a really good
other.
Answer. Well, yeah. Really good.
We were wondering where the crowd was.
Bravo, sir.
That was great. 3-1. Anyway.
I like the response from Dave. 3-1. All right.
He was making some good points, though.
He was. He was making some very, don't know if they were necessarily.
And that was accidental, whereas Jay is doing it just to do it.
Yes, Jay's doing it just to annoy you.
We've all fired drops off in the wrong time.
True.
I fired one off during the hard line when they were interviewing John Daniels.
Oh yeah, I do remember
that.
That
was a bad one.
I remember that one. I had my airplane drop that one on a weekend show. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yep.
All right, candidate number two. That's candidate number one. That's Creighton Branch, accidental drop. Candidate number two, one who is McLaren says things in interesting ways quite a bit.
Yes, he does.
But if I were to say to you. If I were to ask you, what is the occupation of Robert Frost, for example?
He's a poet.
He's a poet. And you said poet?
Poet.
And he writes poetry?
Poetry. Poet.
This is how McLaren said it.
Actress Pamela Anderson is 57, and her jugs are 24.
Man, you talk about
happy birthday to both of them.
Enjoying a few of those pages.
She's updated those. They are 24.
Yeah. I thought she took them out.
Oh, really?
Man, did you read her book?
So maybe their lifetime of the old ones is like now back up to 57. Bassist Mark Pirro of the Polyphonic Spree is 54.
You said the book wasn't good.
Yeah, she wrote her own book.
And you're surprised by that.
Well, I thought maybe it'd be an interesting story, but she put a lot of her poetry in it. It's really just
her what?
Poetry.
I hope that these big boobs will keep. If I should die before I wake.
No one has ever called it poetry.
Poetry, yeah. I'm not sure where, but we've also discovered that there are times, kind of like a few other people at this station, that Matt and the English language will fight each other sometimes.
Yes. Just like our next candidate.
Yeah, poetry. And yes, by the way, another poetry. Small point that I'm glad during our mix, during Why Today Doesn't Suck the other day, Donovan brought up. You expected the Pamela Anderson book to somehow be good?
That she wrote?
That she wrote herself? Why would you read that to begin with?
Poetry in it?
Had poetry in it.
I wouldn't even consider reading that book.
Did Travis get away with one there with Bassist? Was I the only one who caught
that? That's on purpose. Yeah. That's kind of a bit. That's yeah.
I'm the new guy.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't get away with one. That's kind of a bit people do. Guitarist. We say guitarist instead of guitarist. Bassist.
I'm learning.
Rappist.
Candidate number three also battles the English language quite a bit. And he is he's a frequent on both the NIT and the regular e-break. And that would be the stylings of one Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box. Had trouble with this word.
Shocking.
I remember there was a German Shepherd that would terrorize me as I was walking home from elementary school every single day.
I got bit hard by a basset hound. It was my best friend's dog.
How did he? He must have been really low. They don't have ups.
He was on a chain in his doghouse, and he was in the backyard of my friend's house, and I saw him over. And one day, I just went over to say hi to him, and I think his name was Butch. I went over to say hi to Butch, and I went to pet him, and he just bit me on my arm really hard. I was like,
"Did you have to get a shot? Did you have to get rabies shots?"
I don't think I told anybody, but I had pith marks.
Pith.
Yeah.
Teeth marks.
Teeth marks.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Pith marks. So there you go.
I don't even know what he was going for.
What? Yeah. Why would you not just say teeth marks?
Isn't pith a helmet? Isn't that a pith helmet? Is that a thing?
I'm not sure where he was going with pith marks.
I don't get it. It's
pith marks.
All right. Pith marks from Rosen.
Pith marks.
Such a weird one.
Pith is the spongy white tissue lining the rind of an orange or a lemon.
Yeah, that definitely not what he meant.
Big time mashed potato mouth right there.
All right, that's candidate number three, Craig Rosengarten with pith marks. Dylan, you won an e-break this morning for saying Marcus Simeon's name wrong on a 40-liner.
Yeah.
Well, our old buddy Tyler Samsel had a bigger problem on his 40-liner.
Sign up now. Email us at p1@theticket.com and get in the ring on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Do you have a problem starting it?
You got a 40?
When you hear a text up like this, text e-break 22126.
So that the worst part is the fact that he did it with Monty here. Because
yes.
Monty is going to lay out for you and just let the node conversation happen.
No. Monty will pounce. If you're not within 10 seconds, if you're not starting within 10 seconds, he's jumping on that fumble.
Which is funny because...
That's a lot of time.
I'd say, yes, that was a lot.
No, I mean like 10 seconds. I was like, you're not starting within...
True.
I was like, that's a lot of time though.
Yeah. It might,
like a second back here feels like
true.
A million years.
Monty might jump on that fumble within 5.
But also,
he's
Monty
quick.
Is pretty guilty of taking a while, too. I will sometimes see him not pull up his 40-liner until the middle of the program.
Yeah.
The best part, though, about the Tyler read is he had to read the e-break one. When you hear us mess up, text e-break, as he can't find the read.
Obviously, I don't have to do 40s when the musers are in town, like most of the other producers do. And I've offered... Junior, it's like, hey, do you want me to take
he's
that off
never,
your plate?
Yeah, he's never.
But he likes doing it. It kind of gets him into a rhythm of the segment. I'm like, okay, hey, cool. So I've had to do it a couple of times recently when they were out, and it wasn't that long of a, but you know, I think the week that the sweet spot was filling in spring break for the Musers. The first time, the Monday, I read a 40-liner, it took me about 3 seconds because I was like, oh, yeah, I've got to read this now.
It's a terrible feeling.
It is.
When you know you have to say something on the microphone, but you can't, but you don't have it in front of you.
Yeah.
Hate that. All right. And candidate number 5 here in the NIT break. Oh, look, it's our old buddy, Matt Birmingham, who for whatever reason had a pitch shift in his voice.
I think mine was Mad Max Fury Road was the last DVD I bought.
Mine 28,
something like that.
Mine was when I bought my first big, nice 4K TV. I bought like a Planet Earth DVD to see.
I think that's what everyone wants.
See the cool animals and super high def.
So the thing they're showing in the store.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
I want to see that, but at home.
Yeah. Planet Earth was awesome, though.
It was.
Is that voiced by Morgan Freeman?
Or was that the water one?
Now, why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Ham recently has been having his own battles with the English language.
That's not a recent thing.
Voiced by Morgan Freeman?
We've just heard it a lot more recently. But yeah, I'm not sure why he thought he needed to go falsetto on that one.
I'm
really
it.
Not certain, but certainly made it hilarious.
It has very,
I'm Ron Burgundy?
kind of.
Is that voiced by Morgan Freeman?
All right, so there are our 5 candidates for NIT break. We have Tyler Samsel not reading a 40-liner. Matt McLaren saying the word poetry. Rosen with pith marks. Ham with his high-pitched voice. And Creighton accidentally playing a drop during Dave Raymond interview. Why don't we start the voting with our tickerman, Michael Dixon.
I've got the missed 40-liner.
Missed 40-liner from Tyler Samsel. Wheel it around, Dylan.
You know, I'm going to go Tyler here as well.
Interesting. Jake? I want the point who don't know it, McLaren.
Daddy?
Well, I think I was gonna go either Ham or Matt, but I want you to actually have a vote that matters this time. So I'm going to go with Poitry as well. So it's 2-2.
Okay, so we have 2 for Tyler and 2 for McLaren. I really wanted to vote for Ham. I thought that would get more play here. But I'm going to make the decision. Your NIT break winner is Matt Poitry McLaren.
On a day when he's away from the station, he wins this week's NIT break.